living out the gospel of Jesus Christ is understandable, not complex, but is quiet. It is straightforward, not hidden, and God is plain with us. It is easily discernible by reading the Bible how we are supposed to conduct ourselves, how we should have our conversations, and the kind of character befitting the children of God. It is right character, the kind of character which is profitable for everyone, most especially ourselves. Think about it. God is not asking us to do ridiculous things. He asks us to be honest and kind, people of good character, to be strong on behalf of the weak, do justice, possess high morals, and above all, to acknowledge Him as friend, lover, captain, and king alone. Romans 10:9 is not a stringent request. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead and you will be saved. God didn't ask us to use a spoon and move a mountain one scoop at a time. He didn't ask us to pave every driveway in America one shovel full at a time. He didn't ask us to sacrifice our children in a fire. Instead, He asks us to simply love Him and our neighbors as ourselves, love our families, practice kindness and grace, and raise our children to know His love. Matthew 11:28-30, which is a literal tipping point scripture when it comes to living under the iron manacles of the world or living life God's way, says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." The verse implies the world's burden is break your back heavy, and the yoke is so hard it will take your mind and life away, then sneer at you as you fall in the dirt and die. Considering the rules and regulations governments and legislative bodies of men put on us, God's rules are light, easily received, and peaceful. Man's rules profit men, and even at that they tend to benefit only a select few, the few who make rules for the many. In fact, I'm convinced the world never actually changes the rules unless there's something to be profited. But God has more than just rules of conduct, character, and conversation. According to Jeremiah 29:11-13, God has a destiny for everyone who calls on His name. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me, when you search for me with all your heart." Now, friend, here, right here, you can choose to believe that is meant for someone else or for yourself. But let me assure you, God means that for you too, and I'd like you to start including yourself in all of God's promises and stop finding a way to exclude yourself.